says I don't believe everything you read now.
Now you know.
Yeah, I wasn't ever sure about that before. Now I know.
Just to keep it everything on time, we still have a little bit of a few things to do, and we want to make sure that all the candidates are we're aware of who they are, and we're going to work out a system for drawing for speaking positions. Just to take care of a short bit of business, are there any people here that would like to become precinct committee people that we've talked to? And we normally do this at the beginning of the meeting to allow everyone to participate. Great, where are you from? 75. Okay, and your name is?
She's been to the meeting.
Right. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to fill a vacant precinct committee position? You have to be a Democrat, willing to take abuse. Would you like to put that in a form of a motion?
I would move that Lillian Freese be appointed the precinct committee person for precinct number 75.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's been moved and seconded by Dorothy.
Yeah.
That we accept Lillian Freese as a precinct committeeman person from number 75. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by nay. Welcome to the group. Okay, do you want to have the candidates draw?
Oh, I just thought you draw.
Okay, we'll draw for speaking order. And number one is Miller Duras.
What? Well, I know that was Ray.
Give up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just keep track, just keep them in order, and then you can call them. Number two will be Fred Pelzer.
No, we're going to draw one at a time.
Oh, okay.
So they don't know what order they're in.
Okay. And you'll need to add one. Miles.
Okay.
What did you have?
I'll get it.
Okay, do you want to explain the procedure for speaking?
We're going to give each candidate 5 minutes to speak, and we have given the candidates a set of questions that have been mailed out to them, and I have some extra copies. I want to distribute those around the audience in case you're curious as to know what they're supposed to talk about. Among other things, they can discuss it. We have not decided if as a group we want to make any kind of an endorsement or take any position, and so I don't know if this is the appropriate time for us to decide, but we have some choices to do nothing, or we can take a straw ballot on the individual and make a decision, or I have a piece of paper that I've passed out to precinct committee persons and has kind of a rating system that you as an individual can rate the candidate. And then you turn those back in to me, and then I can tabulate those. Or we can do both. So I think what you want to do, decide if they want to at the end of the meeting or right now.
I think we should decide now if we're going to vote so that people can be aware this is the meeting progress.
Okay, again, the choices are to do nothing, to take a straw ballot, to participate in the rating that I have outlined on this sheet of paper, or to do both the rating and the straw ballot. So I'd say all those in favor first of doing nothing, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. All
me
and
2, 7.
Okay, now that's do nothing?
Yeah. All those that are in favor of the straw ballot, how many in favor of that? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Four. How many in favor of the rating that is on the piece of paper?
Can you vote for more than one?
Yes.
Vote for three.
Yes, you'd vote for three. Right. So, let's see, the rating is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. This is an individual thing. You really don't have to do anything. So I think it's kind of a personal choice if you want to participate. Can we leave it at that and accept it?
Repeat.
We have, I guess, the majority of the group, if there is any majority, the greatest number have decided they wanted to participate in the rating. I'm saying that you don't have to do that if you don't want to. But for those who do, will you fill these sheets out and turn them back in to me? Okay? And the first name that we've drawn is Miller Duris's name. And I've got to get some more names in there, right?
Okay, I think before we go on, does everybody have one of these pieces of paper? If you don't, it might be a little confusing. The rating system has number three for the best, excellent qualifications would make a good commissioner, down to zero,
now,
which would make an unacceptable commissioner.
I think, should we limit this to precinct committee persons for the
Voting, I would.
I object.
Yeah.
It's been brought up that this is a non-partisan office, and the only justification I can see for limiting it to Central Committee people is that we have traditionally been involved, and this is our effort to try to get the people out in front of the candidates out in front of people, and I think we'll stick with that.
You mean I can't vote?
You get to vote in the election when it really counts.
Well, I really
accept. Well, can nominate you and elect you as a precinct person.
One reason for this, and I think it's valid, is that we're not running a popularity contest where people can just bring in anybody off the street and yeah, they'd make a great commissioner and rate people high. We want this to, if anything, to be a reflection of how the Central Committee people feel. Okay, Ron, are you going to do our timing for us?
Tom's going to do his own.
What?
Tom's going to do his own.
Okay. Tom, do you want to explain what kind of sign you'll give?
I can give you, you want one when you got a minute left, and then five.
Okay. Well, this new candidate. I don't know about anybody else.
Okay, at this time we'll start off, and our first candidate is the present chairman of the Board of County Commissioners, Miller Duris.
Thank you, Al. I'm not real sure how to proceed with this list of questions, but I'll try to do it as fast as I can in the 5 minutes allotted. As Al said, I am the present chairman of the Board of Washington County Commissioners and have been elected to the office on an at-large position 2 years ago. I guess that may be after January 9th, or we'll have that cut maybe to 38 more days of service with the commission. I hope not. Try to go through the questions kind of in a sequence that they're presented in, if those that are following it can find it a little easier. sometimes I'll perhaps cover a couple of questions at one time. What are your qualifications for this position? I think I bring to the county commission some superb qualifications. I have 10 years of continuous local government service. I was elected and served almost 8 years in this
particular chamber, not in this particular chamber, but for this particular city. I served two terms as city of Hillsborough mayor. Prior to that, a 3 years as its councilman. I have 25 years of management and administrative experience in the private sector, working for Tektronix. And I have served on the CRAG and MSD boards, the MSD board for about 6 years. Also served on the League of Oregon Cities Executive Board. What do you think of the job a county commissioner should entail? It certainly should, I think, entail running the county government in a business-like manner, responding to the needs of the people within the budget restraints that we have, determine policies, and certainly implement the policies that are determined. Your salary, what would you expect to receive? I would expect to receive as a full-time commissioner. In my particular case, I would probably, and that would, of course, depend upon the individuals brought to the office. As you know, the Board of Commissioners plus a budget committee will determine the salaries of the commissioners, probably $37,000. How do you plan to be more accessible and accountable to the people? I certainly would have an open door policy as I do now, and particularly probably spend more time with the advisory committees, as well as make myself available to the various organizations around the county that meet from time to time. Would you anticipate a change in the present meeting pattern? No. I think we have one meeting in the afternoon, three Tuesdays are evening meetings. I think those are quite satisfactory. At least that's been feedback thus far. What do you anticipate with respect to the job of the county or the chief administrative officer, in this case Dan Potter? I would assume if Dan stays, I think we can use his 30 years of municipal government experience and it shouldn't be wasted. I think we can use him to coordinate the administrative functions of the county, and we're certainly going to need all kinds of help. And since we'll be right in the beginning of the budget preparation of the budget year, I think we can use him as our budget officer, much like he's been used before, to help prepare what I think will be an awful difficult task, and that is to run county government with three full-time paid commissioners and their administrative people with the kind of revenues that we don't expect to receive. So I think we can use him to a great degree to help in those particular areas. What will be your schedule for completing county's comprehensive land use plan? We're, as you know, right in the middle of this plan. We have a schedule that has been worked on. We have still a long ways to go, and we hope we can get the comprehensive plan adopted sometime later this year. We have a June 79 deadline, and that will be submitted to LCDC for its final approval. I have 1 minute. I haven't covered all the questions. What is your position in regard to appointing a charter review committee? I expect to keep the existing committee, which I initiated four months ago. Do you think it's necessary to limit the growth of county government, and if so, what is your plan? I think a strong, well-implemented comprehensive plan is going to go a long ways towards that particular objective. What can be done about road conditions in Washington County? That's a tough one in three sentences, but certainly to implement the county-wide road systems management plan, which is about due to be presented to the Board of Commissioners. We can implement that plan and make it understandable to the people, to the voters. I think we can go a long ways towards getting a handle on our road problems. Other than the charter mandate performance audit, do you plan to use other government or other management tools such as the zero-based budgeting? Well, we all know that zero-based budgeting or a balanced budget is by law a requirement of municipal cities as well as the county. I will use the goals and objectives program in addition to others, and certainly we're already in a zero-based or a balanced budget program. That's all the time I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Miller said that doesn't...
If you could talk as fast as Neil Goldschmidt, you'd cover twice that.
Miller said that doesn't give much time, and it's not meant to get into really in-depth where we'd like to, but we felt that there wouldn't be time to do a total job of getting down to each individual thing that the commissioners will have to work with. Number two, Fred Peltzer.
Coming up.
Tom will give you one. You have 1 minute.
Okay. You bet, Tom. Mr. Chairman, members of the Central Committee, candidates, fellow Democrats and friends. The office of County Commissioner is one of great importance, and I'm aware of that. And the selection of the candidates for the job should be a man who is dedicated to what is essentially necessary for the people of this county to get their county functioning in the interest of them, in the interest of their welfare. We see among our citizenry in every strata considerable anxiety, and the future portends uncertainty. That uncertainty is not just the energy crisis or the inflationary trends, but also the quality of life they're experiencing. We see the encroachment of population growth, which will reduce the quality of life for all of us. And I'm very much concerned about this. And as a candidate for this office, I would oppose growth for the sake of growth. I think that growth should be balanced with the ecological factors, such as the services to be rendered without oppressive measures on the taxpayers. And if developers cannot meet the standards that are set by the county, then these developers should not be allowed to be given permits to build in any area of the county. Tom McCall, of course, gave us his admonition of growth. And when he attended the various conventions, he discouraged people from staying at Oregon, say, come and visit, but don't stay. Of course, we can't control the ingress and egress of human traffic and the desire of people to stay in our county or in our state. It's a good place to live, and they know it. So I will say this, as a candidate, I will do all that I can to preserve the quality of life that we have been experiencing and reduce any encroachment on that particular privilege and character of life that we have today. You asked several questions on your questionnaire, and I'll endeavor to answer them. Go back one here. Number one, on your letter of invitation, you have addressed a number of questions concerning the commissioner's job, and I will endeavor here to give you my answer as best I can. What do you think of the job of county commissioner? What should it entail? My answer is, it should entail the full responsibility for the function of county government under our jurisdiction. Two, what are your qualifications for the position? I attended Colorado University, Denver University Extension Center. I did not get a certificate of graduation. For 10 years, I represented Calkins Manufacturing Company. I was an engineer under the direction of Van Sickle Associates. I have a letter attesting to this fact where I work in power line, transmission line distribution systems. In addition, I was employed on similar jobs as an engineering supervisor for a period of 2 years and 1 month for the United States Bureau of Reclamation. I feel that my experience in this area would be of great advantage in this job. Number three, what salary would you expect? Well, I would expect, of course, the salary that's commensurate with the duties that are performed by the office. Four, how do you plan to be more accessible and accountable to the people by being available in my office and by holding regular monthly meetings and giving public reports? Five, what do you anticipate with respect to the job of chief administrator? Personally, I don't think an administrator would be the desirable approach to this job. I think that I'm running out of time already. I think that this job should be divided into segments and various commissioners take division of jurisdiction and be responsible for it to the rest of the board. Six, what will be your schedule for completing the county comprehensive land use plan, which is in progress? I would say that this endeavor should be carried out as rapidly as possible. What procedures do you intend to effect a smooth transition from the old commission to the new commission? For a time, possibly, the coordinator should be maintained. Probably another job could be provided him, but as I say, I think the county commissioners should divide the responsibility among themselves. Well, the Charter Review Board, I would say that they continue. And in their present capacity, they're acquainted with the task, and they are better able to carry on intelligently than the new board would. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't finish all that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Fred.
We have had some new precinct persons come in, and they do not have the forms.
I run out.
Here's the question.
Are there any others that do not have that we can be able to share?
Oh, I got it.
We might say that when I give you the timed up signature, I'm building out 30 seconds grace so that they can finish their sentence.
Okay. Tom says when he's giving the time up signal that he's giving you a 30-second grace. Okay, the third candidate to speak is Jose Bustos. Jose was a candidate for Labor Commissioner, Democratic nomination. Jose?
I just might suggest that the candidates don't have to read the question, just answer it. You know, there's copies of these scattered around, so just answer it. Don't read it.
My name is Jose Bustos. Many people have had problem in spelling my name, and I'll address that to the Hillsborough Argus that said that Jose G. Bustos is running. But for the information of the Hillsborough Argus, I'd like to correct that here in public of the Democratic Party, because I feel that this is a thing that we must remember, that we must be accurate in what we report. And it has been the practice of many newspapers not to report just what is said or what we want to say. So for the record, my name is spelled B-U-S-T-O-S. And for the record, so that the Hillsborough Argus will not make that mistake once more, I like the assistance of the Democratic Party in spelling it after me. B-U-S-T-O-S. Thank you very much. I have been asked many times, why are you running for political office? And I'll tell you why. The first time that I thought about that, I said, I'm not a politician, though I've been told ever since I came to the state of Oregon in 1966 that all my motives and desires have been political motivated. Because ever since I came to the state of Oregon, I have been involved in bringing out certain issues that people do not want to address them. And I have addressed them boldly, frankly, and loud as I'm speaking to you, because I want everybody here to listen to just what I am saying. Therefore, many people said, you are political motivated. And I said, no, I'm not a politician. But, you know, when people tell you time after time, you begin to believe it, you know. And so I said, when the time came and there was an office that I felt confident in giving a good presentation I said, why not, you know? And that was the Oregon Bureau of Labor Commissioner position. I felt that I had a message to give to the state. And I have been addressed as now, you know, an unsuccessful candidate for the Labor Commissioner and for the city of Hillsborough. But I like to reverse that statement in that I have been the first Mexican-American to run for office in the state of Oregon, and I feel that I have been very successful in carrying the message to the people of the state of Oregon, because I address the issues and pointing them out to the people. So why am I running for county commissioner? I'll tell you frankly that I hadn't planned to run for county commissioner. But then I said, why not? There are many issues here in the county that have to be addressed. There are many issues that have to be brought out. And many of the candidates are not speaking about those issues that affect the human life of the persons. Now, we have addressed the tax issue, because that's the mode of the country right now, the tax. But we are perhaps forgetting the main issue of the human being. And I am addressing to the fact that in Washington County is one of the counties that is the agricultural, it is recognized for its agricultural. And there are many places I have to be looking to. And I don't have to tell you what those places are. Now, what are my qualifications? I feel that I have had a higher education, that I have been a public servant for the last 15 years as a teacher, social worker, and as an advocate of human rights, and also as one that has a genuine interest in the human being. Though I will not answer all the questions written here, given to us by a group of people that felt that these were the most important questions. To me, these are part of the whole. But I have a message, and I'm going to use the platform to give that message. And if elected county commissioner, I will do my best to correct those inequities that exist. Thank you very much.
Form themselves, and I'll try to introduce some people, and then we may catch the rest of you. I'd like to introduce Don Ashmanskas, who's a circuit court judge for Washington County. Glad to have you with us, Don. Also a successful candidate the easy way, being unopposed. Yeah, our fourth speaker is State Senator Blaine Whipple. Blaine?
Chairman, fellow Democrats, since we've been told by the Vice Chairman that we don't have to read the questions, I'm not going to read the questions. You've got them all ahead of you. Begin with, what have we been doing? Well, I've been studying the county budget, the USA budget, and the policies manual for the state, for the county, to determine what the job should entail. I personally believe that it involves the overall executive management of the county. It involves decision making. It involves delegation to staff, education of the public about county government, development of short and long-term goals for the county, use of the staff for its expertise, and to develop a rapport with the county to generate a greater degree of confidence with the citizens of this county. And once the new commission gets a grasp of what the county government is all about, and then we have the mandated performance review to give us some guidelines and some roadmaps, then we will move on to do those things that have to be done. Number two, experiences, business and money management experience with a multi-million dollar construction firm in this area, public budget experience as a 10-year member of the Intermediate Education District Board, an ability to make hard decisions on controversial issues after 4 years in the state Senate, and an ability to relate with the public. Number three, the salary, I would expect the salary of a district court judge, which is somewhat in excess of $36,000 a year. I think it's an excellent idea to tie salary considerations to an area outside of the political arena, such as a district court judge. Four, I would hold town hall meetings as I have done as a senator. I would be accessible to various groups. Periodic attendance at the various city council and special district meetings throughout this county. District board meetings, I'd be an active member of the elected official government caucus and prepare newspaper reports on a periodic basis for the county newspapers. Number five, I think we will have to continue to have an administrative, chief administrative officer. Who that individual would be, I would be unprepared to state, and what the salary would be paid, I'm not sure. We currently pay the chief administrative officer $38,480. Number six, I think we have to work towards that conformance date to submit to LCDC, which is June of this year, but many questions have been raised by the preliminary proposals. That's ordinance number 219. I think it becomes very apparent that that date might not be feasible, and if it's not, then we're going to have to go to LCDC and try to get them to give us an extension. As I understand the proposed comprehensive plan, they're going to rezone approximately 65 miles of the county, or 4,225 separate parcels. That's 41,600 acres. Some say that the 1973 comprehensive plan is okay. Others say that the proposed ordinance contained a number of discrepancies with LCDC standards. And I think there should be a joint meeting with the County Board of Commissioners and the Planning Department staff to review the consequences of the proposed plan. Number seven, close liaison with staff and outgoing commission members. I would request a briefing type of seminar be offered to the new commission, probably over a weekend sometime late in January. Number eight, the existing commission will be the nucleus of the committee, and it will review the performance and the desire of existing members to remain, and we will want some of our own people on that commission. I think the nucleus very definitely is there, but I would want the stamp of myself on that charter review, and I would certainly want to review the work done up to this date and determine the degree of interest of those existing members. Number nine, it's unknown as far as I'm concerned at this time. If it is of a tax nature, of course the voters will decide because of the new charter. I will be an active member in Salem to lobby against any mandated new expensive programs by the legislature. And I would work very hard for the community block grant program, which hopefully will bring about $1.9 million to this county. Number 10, I think it's necessary to have controlled, responsible growth. The LCDC goals and guidelines have brought us to this point. Number 11, the implementation of the road system management study will be a top priority of the new commission. I think careful study must be given to the consultant's report and a plan developed to upgrade the county roads. Number 12, my answer is simply yes. With a $23.6 million budget and with a staff of 1,110 people, I think you want as a commissioner somebody who has the kind of money management and business management experience that I offer, someone who has the ability to make the decisive decisions that must be made. Further, I think you want somebody who understands the political system and how the body politic works and who could work for you as a member of this county in that regard. I close by asking for your vote and for your help in this campaign. Thank you.
I got a brochure already.
Our next candidate is former County Commissioner Lyle Gardner.
Mr. Chairman and fellow citizens, I would like to just go quickly down through this list as we had it presented to us, and I think that I would almost have to say with Blaine Whipple's presentation, he's stolen almost all my material, so I really don't have much I can say. However, I see that the county commissioners themselves, of course, should be policy setting, as the charter now says, and the charter has not been changed, particularly in policy setting. And that means that the county should function along the lines that says what each department should do and make them accountable and responsible to the county commission. as they should be responsible, and now they are set up under the system of the management area. My qualifications have been, I've been a native Oregonian, and I was the county commissioner, as you well know, from 1968 to 1972 on a drafted write-in candidacy by the Democratic Party themselves. And I served during that time with four of the Republicans and had a very good time, I believe, in making the relationship of the county commission work for the good of all the people of Washington County and maintained an open door policy and answered so many telephone calls, my kids wouldn't answer the telephone at home anymore. It became quite a chore. Salaries, of course, is set by the charter, and I think it is commensurate with the job that is going to be presented by three people or even five people. It's a very small fraction of the count of the entire budget of Washington County. The accessibility, as I mentioned, I had at the time I was in, had meetings in the mornings at breakfast and answered all telephone calls. I will do that again and have some country square meetings, maybe even town hall, as Blaine says. I anticipate that the chief job of administrator will have to be carried on using the expertise of some of the people that are there and maybe some of the staff members. I hope he can carry on in the manner that he has been, and wish him good health because he has some problems with that. The schedule of completing the comprehensive plan, I think, is going well. I would encourage the CPOs to continue their input into it and the citizens on all the public hearings. Unfortunately, we do not have enough citizen input when we have a public hearing on any matter that comes in the county. More of this kind of input helps the county commission, helps ourselves in the what kind of a living quality that we want to have here. The transition, of course, moving from the old county into the new county was just mandated that we must sit down, in my mind, with the present commissioners and go through as best a smooth exchange that we can possibly do. I know other counties are in the same transition, and it must be put together and carry on some of the processes there. We could likely have three people who have never been there. If we're not careful of what we do, we could have some real problems in trying to make it go through. We must also work with the department heads. After all, they've been appointed and have been working professionally for us for ever since the charter began. The area of revenue for the county is something that will be referred to all taxpayers, not only by mandate, but that was my political philosophy, that they should have these brought before them to make any meaningful expenditures that we should put together. However, some of our mandated things that we have, just say that 80% of all of our budget goes to the county in mandated forms. And so that means only 20% is outside that, and we have a difficulty in supplying the monies for those. Without federal revenue sharing, without some of the other programs, we wouldn't get them finished. Some of the growth in Washington County just needs to be put on a planned level, I think. I don't think we can limit growth. If we limited growth right today and let it only be for our own children and their children, it would still grow like mad because we have 200,000 people. We're not going to just say they can't even have homes and so forth. We have to do that. County government in itself should be limited into the areas of what we have to do to serve the people of Washington County. Road conditions in Washington County have been put together with a program, the comprehensive study. We know that we have a lot of things to do. I think we need a road asphalt laying program that we will have able to put down really good an overlay that would be meaningful, not just a shot of oil and little gravel that washes off the first time the rains come or the county's truck run over somebody and it disappears. Charter mandated the performance audit, of course, is in there, and some of the things that we know that we're just going to have to make sure that we do not get beyond the budgetary capacity of the county in order to make ourselves stay solvent. We know that we cannot get into that area. A lot of things can happen. We know that we need to do cost-effective management in each one of the departments. Make sure that every dollar that we spend is spent wisely and in the right direction. Review each one of these committees and each one of the areas every year to find out, and maybe more sooner than that, make sure that periodic review of these areas is spending our money as wisely as possible. We just have to do that to make our money stretch. Thank you very much.
Next candidate is Merle Graham.
Well,
Merle Graham?
He was here earlier.
I don't know whether I'd take that as good or bad if I were one of the previous candidates. This one's here. Rich Heisler. Rich is a current county commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen. As to the duties of the county commissioner, I think their duty is this: to provide the best kind of government they can under the rules and regulations in which they have to work. As to my qualifications, I'm a natural born citizen of Washington County. I've worked with fire departments, making budgets and so on. I've had lots of work with the public in general, in different things, and I try to use a common sense approach. As to the salaries of the commissioners, I hope that we get at least the salary that they get in Clackamas County, because I feel Washington County commissioners are going to have a lot more responsibility than they do in Clackamas County. Here in Washington County, we're responsible with the county administrator of every department head except the sheriff. He's the only one that's elected. And how can it be more accountable to the people is be more available to them, and I think on a full-time basis you can. I do see maybe a possibility in the changes of meetings. This has went through my mind, to have one night meeting and 3 day meetings. Now we have lots of long public hearings and the day meetings at the end of the general business to recess them until 7 o'clock at night, then reconvene and have your long public hearings such as CPOs and so on. People from the CPOs become very restless sitting there 2 or 3 hours waiting for the county commissioners to get through the other business so they can get at theirs. And I can certainly understand it. I'd like to see it tried to see whether it worked or not. As far as completing the comprehensive plan, I think it will be finished by June. I think there will be a lot of dissatisfaction from the planners and also the property owners. Now, as to the transition from the present type of government to the new type of government, I think there's got to be some work sessions with the county council. I can see some problems, this open meeting law, in which two commissioners can't get together and talk or discuss anything or write memos. Also, there's a problem with the 48-hour notification on agenda to the general public. And it might be possible that we're going to have to keep a county administrator in order to function. This is something that I think there's got to be some studies sessions on. And if it's necessary to gain revenue for the county government, I think we've got to go before the people. At the last budget session, I wanted to put on the ballot to increase our tax base, but I didn't get enough support. And I think that in time to come, we've certainly got to have that. As far as limiting a lot of growth in Washington County, I think our planning and zoning is going to take care of that. And about our road conditions in Washington County, I hope that we can get more efficiency out of our public works department, and along the way we're going to have to get some more money. And in closing, I'd like to, excuse me, I forgot one thing up here. I overlooked the Charter Review Committee. I would like to keep those people that are on the Charter Review Committee and add some more. And in closing, I think that we've got to consider what the managerial audit comes up with. We're operating on a zero tax base now. And it's been a pleasure serving on that budget committee. We have some very knowledgeable people on it. They're of great help, and I have a lot of confidence in them. In closing, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to appear before you.
Don't draw another again. Yeah, there's a pot of coffee over here, and if anyone would like some coffee, just feel free to go over and help yourself. And I'd like to introduce some other people. I think everybody knows Lance Newshaw fairly well. Lance is with the Journal and also the Times publication. And Harry Bodine, Harry's with the Oregonian. And I'd like to introduce the director of the Department of Environmental Quality.
What's his name?
My brother, Bill Young. And we've got a couple of other candidates, and we're going to hold true to our to what we said before, that we're only going to allow the Democrats to speak. But I'd like to introduce Rick Alting, and I'll give you 10 seconds.
That's okay. I won't take it.
Okay, Rick is from Forest Grove and is a recent graduate of Forest Grove High School, right?
I go to Pacific.
And you go to Pacific. Well, we're glad to have you with us, and we're glad that you're showing the interest by running. What? And I'd also like to introduce an independent candidate, Rita Probersfield. Rita, would you like 10 seconds? We're glad to have you with us. Are there any other candidates that are not Democrats? No. Lyle is nonpartisan. The chameleon. And I'd like to introduce Ed Warman, who is with the county and is the head of the Traffic Safety Department, right? Is that close enough?
Close enough. My wife, Mary.
Nice to have you with us. Has everybody gotten coffee that would like some? Because I'd rather have you interrupt me than...
I'd like to mention that this, we're a tape recording.
Would you introduce yourself?
I'm Lauren Meyer from the Washington County Museum, and we're tape recording the meeting tonight, and we'll have a copy of the tape, and it'll be available at the museum if you'd like to listen to it again.
It is sort of a historical moment.
Okay, we have a few other people that aren't precinct committee people, and we are going to go around and introduce all the precinct committee people, and if you're a candidate, don't worry about that. But who else is normally not with us?
Well, I'd like to introduce my friend, Sue Lemire from Forest Grove, that I've been talking to for about 4 years now, and finally got her out and hope to make a precinct person out of her. Stand up, Sue.
Bob Wheel usually isn't with us, although he was a speaker at one of our meetings. And Steve Loy is from Beaverton and with one of the utilities. Would you rather be hated for being with the phone company or PG?
Not with you.
Right. Quite a few people aren't, Steve. I've been getting to wonder about where I am myself. Is there anyone else that's kind of a guest tonight?
I'm Alan Unfluss. I'm an attorney from Lowell. I'm just listening to what you want.
Great. We're glad to have you here. And I might explain while everyone's getting the coffee, if we seem like we're not exactly sure what we're doing, it's because we've never done anything exactly like this before, and I think a lot of us hope that we never have to again. But we did feel that this would be an opportunity for people that have been that consider themselves Democrats. Many of these people have been quite active in the party and contributed a great deal. Other people haven't been active in the party and have contributed in their own way towards the betterment of the county. But we felt as a party that we owed it to these people and to get their ideas about their candidacy and about the county, and we felt we also owed it to ourselves to become as informed as possible. And I think we'll probably all be running into each other in different places to see if the candidates keep the same story every place between now and the night. But I think it's going to be hard. People are going to have to get out to familiarize themselves with the candidates. Okay, next. Okay, the next candidate is Virginia Dagg, and Virginia couldn't be here tonight, and Marcy LaScala is going to speak for her.
Good
Jenny had a conflict tonight with her campaign committee. I'm happy to report that's what she's doing is organizing a campaign. However, she did want me to come and address these questions. She read them to me over the phone, so you've probably memorized them right now better than I have. I've heard them just about as many times as you have. She went through them with me, and her answers as to what the job should entail. Virginia has a one-sentence really response to that, is that a county commissioner is to represent the people of the county in every facet of that representation. And that would include administrative, judicial, and every other capacity that the commissioner is functioning. Her qualifications for the position are, of course, that she has 6 years as a part-time commissioner. And I say that part-time commissioner because she has treated it pretty much as a full-time position. The question, what should the salary be set at? And it's interesting, is listening to the candidates tonight, the charter amendment that passed has not set that $37,000 salary. $37,000 is a maximum salary. It's a misconception to say that it is set that high or even that it should be set that high. Virginia does not think it should be set that high. She said it will be set as the budget committee and the commissioners set that salary. And of course, also the county commissioners are going to be subject to the performance audit. That's going to make a difference as to how high that salary is going to be set and how high it's going to be allowed to stay. Her plan to make the government more accessible to the people really was the charter amendment, which is intended to bring visibility of the county commission. It's interesting that this meeting tonight is one of the most people I have ever seen at a central committee meeting in the last several months anyway, and I was not attending shortly before the election. But when you stop to think that you have 46 candidates, there's been a lot of jokes about that many candidates. That is a lot of interest. That's a lot of interest in county government. People are paying attention to what is happening in Washington County. The press is interested. Multnomah County is interested. Clackamas County is interested. Those kinds of things are going to make this county commission more visible. That was Virginia's plan, to make it more accessible and more accountable. As far as anticipating changes in the meeting pattern, her answer was that she hoped so. She would like to see more meetings, more public hearing meetings, more meetings so that people do not have to stay at the courthouse till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning waiting to hear their CPO plan or present their case. With a full-time commission, there would be no reason really to limit it to one meeting a week as it is now. The county administrative job, what she sees there as far as eliminating the job, she does not really anticipate that it will be eliminated. It would be a more involved commission in administrative functions. She would like to see that the county commissioners are going to assume a lot of the responsibilities that the county administrative officer is currently doing on his own. And she thinks that they will have to wait, see who is elected, and see if that position is going to have to be retained permanently or if it is going to be part of a transition government. As far as scheduling for the completing of the land use plan, she says she is not happy with the plan that is currently in process. She does not anticipate that there is any breakneck speed required to get it through because she thinks there's a lot of problems. Her answer was, she said she does not anticipate any problems with the plan. She sees problems with the plan now. And she is not certain that that plan is required for LCDC purposes. As far as procedures for a smooth transition, she thinks the only transition problem is going to be probably with staff realizing that the county commissioners are first in command. For the first time in Washington County the last 16 years, the county commissioners and the elected commissioners are going to be running the county. As far as appointing a new charter review committee, she said yes. She would appoint a new charter review committee because that was a political ploy to stop the charter amendment. Those people, for the most part, there are exceptions, were appointed in an attempt to stop the charter change. As far as more revenue being necessary, she said she does not know until the performance audit has been issued, and then we will know if we need more money for any services. As far as what can be done about roads, that issue is probably too big for anybody to address in 5 minutes. Thank you.
Next candidate is Bill McCord.
Gary, where that they are responsible to the president-elect, and in this case, the president-elect's position would be held by the population at large. And they set the policies and determine the procedures that will be used and be carried out, which jumps down to number five, the chief administrator, who is their administrative delegate or line officer in the field. And so those two go hand in hand, that the board members that are elected are the chief administrative officers, but that their decisions, policies, and stuff are carried out by their line level staff. As far as qualifications for this position, I'd like to state first that I'm a Vietnam veteran, and the reason I say that is because of the press that's given to veterans as of late is that they are unemployed, drug addicts, that type of maladjusted person that comes back. That's not. Vietnam veterans are very much in the mainstream and aware and interested in what's going on in the political arena. I have a bachelor's of science degree in education from Eastern Oregon College. I have a master's in educational psychology from the University of Nebraska. I'm currently working on my doctorate in educational administration at Portland State University. I am currently serving in the at-large position for the Washington County Educational Service District, and I'm currently employed by the Beaverton School District. I was the principal of St. Mary's Home for Boys for 2 years, and for the last 2 years have been employed at the central office for Beaverton Schools in the Special Education Department. That has given me a broad background of experience in budgeting, personnel administration, and management by objectives, which I think I can bring into these this commission position. How would I plan to be more accessible to the public? I believe that the open door policy is the only way to deal with the public, and in addition, to be out in the community and be involved in what's going on in the community. The schedule for completing the county's comprehensive land use plan, I believe, should continue and be completed as soon as possible. I would have to thoroughly review the plan to see the problems that might be anticipated. I'm sure that there'll be some legal things that come up. Procedures intended to affect a smooth transition. I see that transition is not unlike when people are running in a relay race and the baton is passed from one runner to the next. That same transition must be done in county government, where we give the baton over to the new people coming in, but we don't let go of it right away. And so somehow to work out a negotiable type of arrangement so we can keep the two factions together until that smooth transition has been made. The new charter review committee, or the existing one, I think that has to be taken under study when the new commission comes on board and take a look at who they have and how they can work with the commission. As far as gaining more revenue for county government, I believe that if you look in the phone book for the Washington County area, and I counted off 134 trunk lines coming in for services that are offered in Washington County. If these services are to continue in Washington County at a high caliber, more revenue must be generated. Either we're going to have to ask for more of our federal dollars, not those that we send to Washington and give away, but our federal dollars to come back into our community, or our state dollars to come back into our community, or we're going to have to go to our own population and say, you know, what do you want, and we're
or what are you willing to fund? I think it's necessary to limit growth. I think we need to have reasonable growth with reasonable restraint. As far as the road conditions in Washington County, I think that we need to go to the population at large, present them with the programs that we offer in Washington County, and have them prioritize what they want as far as service goes. I do know that in another 5 years, if we're not careful, that the Sunset Highway will be like the Banfield Freeway. Other than the charter mandated performance audit, I think that we should go to the zero-based budgeting. We should start back at ground zero with all of our programs and have them submit to the commission their reasons and their expectations and their criteria for performance and goals of all of the continuing programs that we wish to offer in Washington County. I wish that I had more experience in government, but I still have time to gain some, and I hope this will be one of the chances that I will have. Thank you.
Okay, our next candidate is Charles Lampka.
Thank you. I can't remember ever saying anything in 5 minutes, so I'll try Neil Goldsmith. In order to keep within my 5 minute limit that you've set, I would like to address the questions right down one at a time and dispense with all the rest. I'm me, Charles Lampka. I'm the 15th of the 46 candidates to file for the position. I'm married and I have one son. As far as the creation of the new system, I think it's a fantastic thing to develop a permanent board of commissioners. I feel that that is a great step forward in the beginning. It should definitely be the responsibility of the commissioners to see to it that the county runs smoothly, efficiently, effectively, and that growth is planned for in such a way that it helps the county instead of simply adding a burden to it. The county commissioners should be taking an active part in the planning for growth and development, not simply passing on the action taken by others. I would expect the job of county commissioner to be a full-time job of knowing the problems facing the county from a first-hand basis. In order to do this, the commissioners must be out in the county continually, knowing firsthand what is taking place and what should be taking place to see to it that our tax dollars are giving us the most efficient and beneficial return. I am not a professional politician by trade, although I have studied the political system and law to some extent. I am a concerned citizen. I know what it takes to make an efficient running organization. In the past, I have been involved in building two businesses here in Washington County. I graduated from Portland State in 1968 and also attended the University of Puget Sound. I taught for 2 years at Jefferson High School before going into business. I have been a resident of the county for 11 years and own my own home and have for that period of time. I run a small farm, sell real estate, and I have a broadcast 5 days a week on KPDQ. I've worked with the prison system in this state, and I'm vitally concerned with the problems that face each and every one of us. In regards to the question on monetary for the position of county commissioner, I feel that somewhere around $25,000 would be more equitable for the position unless it proves to be a more efficient position than it now is. One way in which I would be more accessible to the people would be to continually go out and to talk to the people throughout the county on a regular basis. Also, I feel it would be wisdom to have more frequent public meetings, both in the evening and also during the day. This would give the people of the county a better opportunity to be heard and to let their positions be known to the county commissioners and the county at large. The key to a smooth functioning county is a good relationship between elective officials and the citizens of that county which elect those officials. It would be my hope that the job of chief administrator, if it is eliminated by the new system, that it would become a function that the commissioners would handle effectively. Of course, that depends a great deal on who we elect as our county commissioners. I am greatly disturbed by what has been called a land use plan, which is now before us. If we look at the 1973 comprehensive zoning plan, we discover that there was a long-range comprehensive plan at that time approved by the county that set 10-year guidelines in many different areas, of which here 5 years later is now subject to rezoning And we suddenly have a plan of downzoning and upzoning that really is utter nonsense. We have lots as small as 1.5 acres being rezoned from RS1 to GFU 38. We have over 1,000 acres going from RS1 to GFU 38 and over 4,000 acres being rezoned from RS1 to AF10. Not to mention all of the rest of the rezoning both directions. Much of this land being rezoned makes little sense, if any. If rezoning is needed, either up or down, to meet LCDC, and I doubt it, it should be one that makes a little more sense than the one now being planned by the Planning Commission and to this point approved by the Board of County Commissioners. I would foresee that in no more than 6-month period of time, which would fit within the proper function, that a proper plan doing away with the inequities of the 1973 plan would be able to meet the LCDC requirements and would make sense and would not hurt the county or its residents in any way. What we are looking at now is a fiasco. I have 1 minute and so I'll run. I do not feel that it is necessary to gain additional revenue for the county government. What I do feel is that money be more efficiently used. In order to do this, we must consolidate many of the commissions and functions and committees that are now funded, possibly making money available to fund programs which have proved to be beneficial and to save the county money and eliminating ones that have not. Washington County roads are a black eye to the functioning of our county, and there's really no excuse for it. If the things I have already mentioned take place, there will be funds to proper implement road maintenance, and the entire area of public works possibly should be examined. If there are problems that show up in those areas, then those problems should be taken care of and they should be changed. Our roads are a very important thing to each and every one of us. They're vital. I do not feel that the performance committee review, in order to review the functioning of the county, is absolutely that vital. It's an unnecessary expenditure of money at this point. If the county commissioners cannot function in the position they've been called to, then we shouldn't have them in there. The only thing that I can say about trying to eliminate what has taken place is trying to save a drowning man who's 40 feet deep. It very quickly, you might take him a while to get over the dams.
Okay, our next candidate is Thomas Adams.
Mr. Chairman, committeemen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for the opportunity to appear before the people here tonight. As to number one, I feel that the county commissioner should be the executive branch of the county government. It should be what the President of the United States is to the county or the governor is to the state of Oregon. What is my qualification for the position? I don't have the qualifications that some of my friends here do. I'm not a native Oregonian. I'm a transplanted Texan. I have 30 years, or have served 30 years with the federal government, living in several states, several counties. Well, however, I've been in the state of Oregon now for 15 years, with 7 years in Washington County, as a right-of-way agent for the Bureau of Reclamation. I am now retired. I am a graduate of the University of Nebraska with a Bachelor of Science degree in Agriculture. I am not a politician, though. I have never run for political office before in my life. I have not been active due to my federal job, which was illegal. I have voted on every election, though. As far as the salary is concerned, I feel that we'll have to wait and see what is equitable. I do not feel that it should be less than the county administrator's salary should be. If you're going to boss somebody, I don't think that you should draw less money than he does. And I do feel that the county commissioners will be his supervisors. Number four, I would make myself available to the people of the county, which I have done in the last 7 years, which I've had several telephone calls from people at all hours of the evening, and all hours of the day, morning, evening, everything. As to change the meeting patterns, I would say that that would remain to be seen, that if we needed 3-5 meetings a week, that's what we'd have. Number five, I feel that the chief administrator is probably needed. However, I feel that three county commissioners should be able to assume most of his duties and probably with his assistant have him assist in making some of the decisions. Number six, I'd like to see us maintain our schedule on the comprehensive plan. However, I feel that one of our big problems, like several have mentioned before, is zoning some of our 1 acre tracts into 38 acre GFU 38 and vice versa. I'm afraid that we will have some problems with this. I feel that people should be justly compensated if you have a building site out here and your site is zoned to the position that you cannot build on it, and suddenly your property, your house burns down and you have a 2 acre track out here in GFU 38. You can't rebuild on that unless you get a variance. So I feel that this is going to hurt a lot of people. If your property is going to go from maybe 15, 20,000 value in land to zero. Number seven, I feel that the results will be known on January 10th or earlier. I feel at that time that if elected, or the elected commissioner should be meeting with the present county commissioners until the time that the newly elected officials take office. On the charter review, number eight, I think that probably new blood never hurt anything. So I would take a look at the people that are on it, maybe replace them, and go from there. Number nine, I feel that revenue, if we're going to furnish the county government, that possibly we're going to have to raise more revenue. I feel that probably some taxes that the users are paying for them, such as our real estate transfer tax. However, I am a real estate salesman, but I do believe that the real estate transfer tax was a very good tax, and maybe some others could be initiated similar to that. Since a lot of our county government is based on transfer of title to property, it probably should pay part of the bill. And the way inflation's gone, people have made enough on property in the last few years that they can afford to pay a little transfer tax. Number 10, I must have misread mine. Everybody's been talking about the limits on the county growth. I read mine as county government. And I feel that county government should be limited to growth. I feel that possibly, maybe with more efficiency, that it might even be cut. As far as growth, the county, and as everybody else, I feel that probably our planning and zoning is going to take care of most of that. Thank you. I'll shut off right there.
Okay, our next candidate is Dwight Meagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I believe a county commissioner should provide leadership and should have the ability to plan for the now and the future. But above all, he should be able to listen and then make decisions. Washington County voters indicated that they wanted more efficient government, so I believe that departments should be assigned commissioners, and he or she should be held responsible for each department that she's assigned to. I'm a Korean War veteran, 48 years old, I've been a Washington County homeowner for 20 years. I've raised my family in Taggart and Hillsborough. I'm a licensed electrician, licensed real estate broker, former Hillsborough businessman, and a Portland businessman also. I feel my background in real estate alone gives me a general working knowledge of the county. I'm a concerned citizen, and I feel we need a person on the Board of Commissioners to represent and be accessible to the working taxpayers of Washington County. The salary as voted is sufficient, and I hope in line with other counties. I would like to see monthly citizen meetings in different county areas. This would be 12 yearly, either in resident homes or available lodges or grange halls. I would also like a weekly commissioner's report published in local papers explaining issues to citizens. I anticipate no problems with completing the comprehensive plan now in progress. I do feel that better communications with county citizens would make for a smoother process. I think the existing charter review committee should be retained. My only wish is that it represent a cross-section of different county areas. During the transition period and while awaiting the performance review report, the new commissioner should offer to the citizens normal county services. I believe the performance review will show sufficient money available. It must be budgeted and spent wisely. Any budget considered by the new commissioners should reflect the spiraling inflation, plus the fact that necessary services should not be cut. County growth will take care of itself. However, it should be orderly and with thought to the future. At the present time, our growth has overtaken our ability to maintain roads to handle it. We must develop a plan to immediately upgrade county roads by priorities. I personally believe major road repairs should be done by legitimate paving contractors and done right the first time. Minor road repairs could be done by county maintenance crews. And I'm not positive on this, but I believe that by not having a visible road program that we're missing out on some of our matching tax monies that other counties are taking advantage of. I'm not positive, but I do believe we are. I see no major changes until the results of the performance review are received. However, with spiraling inflation, we must budget wisely until other sources of revenue are available. I don't have all the answers to Washington County's problems, but will try my best with the help of others to solve them. Thank you very much for having me.
There are some similarities between our group and the Republican group, particularly since Walter Huss has taken over the Republican group. We also take an offering at every meeting. Since people have not left.
We have some more candidates.
Yes, I know, but I know what happens. As soon as they see the green bowl comes out, everybody goes. And we don't discriminate. You don't have to not give because you're not a Democrat.
No. If you don't give, you don't get rated.
Okay, who is, you say we have two more?
Yeah, who are the other two?
Okay.
Who?
Okay, we have two more candidates, and we're running just about on schedule, so everything's going fine. At this time, I'd like to introduce Howard Steinbach. Howard's the mayor of Banks, I believe.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I think this is a beautiful opportunity to give the people of Washington County good government. Not necessarily do I think I'm going to be elected, but I spent my $50 to get up here and say what I think. In 4 years, 6 years in Banks, I have yet to see a county employee come into the city unless they want us to sign a contract. I think the Washington County Commissioners should go to the cities, the incorporated areas of the county, and meet with them on a regular basis. That way they're more accessible. As far as the job of the Chief Administrator of Washington County, I think he should be retained because he has a knowledge of what has been going on. If it is shown at a later date that he does not have the knowledge, then I would certainly say get rid of him. As far as land use scheduling, I think land use scheduling should be completed as soon as possible in this county and get on to other business. As far as a smooth transition, I would hope there would be a smooth transition in county government. However, I see lots of difficulties because the incoming commissioners would not necessarily know what the outgoing commissioners have been up to. As far as a new charter review committee, this you would have to interview and decide at a later date. To gain more revenue for county government, I'm in favor of cutting all non-mandated services unless they are 100% funded by the state and federal government. The money in this county should be retained for necessary services. If the federal government wants us to have services other than those mandated, then they should fund it 100%. And that goes for the state too. And it is necessary to limit county government so that it does not interfere with the rights of the people. As far as the road conditions in Washington County, if we eliminate non-mandated services, we should have funds to increase our road improvement. That is about all I have to say tonight, and I thank you for the time.
I see what Donna writes down, and I see if I can find it on here. Okay, our final candidate, unless somebody wanders back in or comes around, is Don Spiak. Is that the correct
one? Well, Spiak.
Spiak.
Exactly spelled, but pronounced this way spelled.
Well, that's a problem.
Come to the key.
Well, begin with I'm not a speaker. So I have to read the notes I took down. I grew up in Washington County, attended Mexico Grade School, Tiger Junior and Senior High School. I served on the North Plains City Council, 1971-72, the Budget Committee for the City of North Plains, 71 through 76. I also served on the Planning Commission in 75 and 76. I worked with the county on their Transportation Committee. I think a salary of about $27,000 would be sufficient for the job. I like to go out and talk to people and listen to what they have to say before I make any decisions on anything. I couldn't really set a date for completion of the comprehensive plan at this time. I'm not that much up on it. I don't really have any brilliant ideas to throw out. If I had anything, I'd give it to the present council and let them work on it. I just feel as though I could do a good job on it. I'm not against getting rid of the present charter committee. I think we should let them work on what they've already worked on.
has laid the groundwork already. I really don't have too much more to say at this time either.
What do you want to do?
Okay. Does everyone that's on the central committee have their evaluation sheet? Did everyone get one? On this central committee. Okay, we'd like everyone to fill those out, and okay, Rod didn't get one. But why don't you give, somebody give Rod or Dorothy Rod's form so she can fill it in for you. Okay, I want to thank all the candidates for coming out. And all the other people that were interested enough to come and listen. Now, as you notice, we didn't have a question and answer time. We hope that the candidates will make themselves available after the meeting to answer any specific questions. We've combined this meeting, which is a special central committee meeting, with our annual Christmas get-together. So we're going to leave here as quickly as possible and go to my house for kind of a reception type thing for the candidates and give everyone an opportunity to talk to the candidates further and get to know each other. If you don't show up in 3 weeks, I'm going to weigh 30 pounds more. And I won't even notice it because I'll probably be drunk for 3 weeks. But when I wake up, if I eat everything, then I'm going to be very fat or even fatter. So I hope everybody will come over and get a chance to meet the candidates. If you've heard some things that you like, the opportunity is there to work for the candidate. If you have heard some things that disturb you, then it's a chance to get it clarified with the candidate. And I hope that we'll all, I'm sure, be looking at the other candidates and trying to make as reasoned a judgment as we can by the ninth, and like I say, I'm sure we'll all run into each other at various things. Ed, do you know whether the Fair Board thing is firmed up?
The last thing I heard from Fair Boosters Committee, they were aiming for Wednesday night, January the 3rd,